morning, Borodar, and welcome to this online service of morning worship for the 13th Sunday after Trinity. An opening prayer. Lord, as you have called us, make us worthy of our calling. Guide us that we may become the people you would have us be. Direct us that we may do what you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We come to the peace, and if there's someone in your thoughts you would like to share the peace with, picture them in your mind as we say the peace together. The peace. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you always, and also with you. We come now to our opening hymn, number 327, Immortal, Invisible. Come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek forgiveness of our sins, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. We confess our sins. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our gradual hymn for today is number 1008, The Lord's My Shepherd.
My shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home, it guides my way in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure delights, and I will trust in you. I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home, and though I walk the darkest path, I will not fear. Comfort I need to know, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home.
The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Ein tad, hwnwyt yn y nefoedd, sancteiddio'r enw, dilyd y deyrnas, gwneli'r dewyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddear hefyd. Dy roi ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol a maddau ni ein dyledion, fel yma ddiw ninnau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth eithi'r gwared ni rhag drwg, canys eiddo ti o'r deyrnas, a'r nerth a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of our prayer. Therefore our hearts shall dance for joy, and in our song we will praise our God. The collect for today. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you, through him who was lifted up upon the cross and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Moses spoke to the people. He said, So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. You must neither add anything to what I command you, nor take anything away from it, but keep the commandments of the Lord your God, with which I am charging you. You must observe them diligently, for this will show your wisdom and discernment to the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people." For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is whenever we call to him? And what other great nation has statutes and ordinances as just as this entire law that I am setting before you today? But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and to your children's children. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Gospel reading is taken from Mark chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. When the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. But the Pharisees and all of the Jews do not eat unless they have thoroughly washed their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live in according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" Jesus said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honours me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand there is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile. But the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride and folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As most of you know, I nearly always begin sermons in church as well as these online addresses with those words, which are in fact the last verse of Psalm 19. May the words that I speak and the meditation of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. It is, I think, a preacher's psalm. The psalms are poetry, of course, often poetry set to music. But many, perhaps most of them, also have what is called a homiletic purpose. They teach and preach the faith of Israel. It is indeed one of the great attractions of the Jewish faith that so much of its teaching is in poetic form. The great prophets, like Isaiah and Hosea, express their message in powerful and beautiful poetry. In the original, the whole of Psalm 19 verse 14 is in the singular. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." So far as I recall, it was a formula I heard a preacher use once, eons ago, and I thought, that'll do for me. I've used it ever since. What I like is that the preacher's own faith here and what he hopes to say to the people are intimately connected. He will meditate on the Lord's word in his heart. And only when it has become the Lord's word to the preacher himself will he share it with those to whom he is called to minister. And the first truth that the Lord will speak to the preacher's heart is that he is a fallible human being. The preacher, and any truth which he might be blessed to preach, are utterly dependent on the Lord, who is his rock and his redeemer, the only redeemer of his sin, and the only rock on whom he and his hearers can ultimately depend. As I say, that'll do for me. This sense of God speaking in the heart is reflected in a few words from our Old Testament reading today from Deuteronomy. For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God, whenever we call to him? Back before I broke my arm, we were thinking on a couple of occasions of what it was that recommended the Jewish faith to the Gentile peoples of the Mediterranean region, amongst whom the dispersed Jews lived their lives. Here is the Deuteronomist's version of it. This will show your wisdom and discernment to the peoples. He is speaking of the beauty and justice of the Jewish law. But what that beauty will make people realize is that this is a people who live close to their God and believe that their God is close to them. This is what Paul preaches to his Gentile audience in Athens. Indeed, he says, he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is offended when he sees people who claim to be religious, but whose lives show that they have no true sense of being close to God. Surely Isaiah was right, he says, when he said, this people honours me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. The sense of the Lord's nearness, though, was hard won for the Jewish people. His presence had been expressed in the Ark of the Covenant, which they had carried through the wilderness, and in the temple at Jerusalem where the ark came to rest, but which they had seen destroyed, first in Old Testament times by the Babylonians, and then, by the time our New Testament was written, destroyed again in 70 AD by the Romans. Both these events, indeed the whole of their history, made the Jews a dispersed people, most of whom would live in exile. As we see the Afghan refugees fleeing their country and their homes in these days, we can see the hardness and bitterness of that. Yet the Jews came to believe that they were not exiled from the presence of God. Jerusalem would never lose, still has not lost its place in their hearts, but their lives made clear that they still felt close to their God. In the coming of Jesus, we believe, the God of the Jews made himself and his presence available not just everywhere, but to everyone. You Jews say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem, says the woman at the well. But Jesus answers, the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. No tradition has a stronger sense of the presence of the Lord than the Celtic tradition, which is part of our heritage in Wales. The sense of the divine presence was everywhere in the pre-Christian pagan tradition of the Celts. The gods might be found in every forest glade, by every waterfall, spring or well. You worship what you do not know, says Jesus to the woman at the well. And the Christian missionaries said the same to the ancient Britons. And so was born in these islands a Christianity with a powerful sense of the presence of God everywhere and for every person. That presence, for the Celts, was expressed in the person of the risen Christ. It meant that there was an entirely new sense of the personal nearness of God, a personal relationship between Christ and the believer, which became the context for every aspect of life. A number of us in this parish, and more widely in the diocese, use the Celtic order for morning prayer from the Northumbria community. Its conclusion has a prayer which I use every day to recommit my life to Christ and to pray for an awareness of His constant presence within and without. I'll finish with it today. Christ is a light, illumine and guide me. Christ is a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me, Christ beside me on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks unto me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek yet all-powerful. Christ is a light, Christ is a shield. Christ beside me on my left and my right. Amen.
Our third hymn for today is number 50, Be Still, for the Presence of the Lord. Let us pray, an opening prayer. From our rising in the morning to our lying down again, you are with us every hour of the day. Our reassurance when storms assail and strength when courage fails. From our rising in the morning to our lying down again, Your light illuminates every step of the way, our comfort when darkness falls, and peace that calms our souls. From our rising in the morning to our lying down again, you are with us. Amen. We pray for our suffering world, so full of conflict, disharmony, and a society that is uncaring. We pray for the people of Afghanistan, where chaos and uncertainty abound. In our world, which seems to care more for the needs of self than others, and is increasingly becoming more inward-looking and fractured, give us a heart for the vulnerable, the refugee, the forgotten, the lost, a heart that is based on yours, poured out for the needs of many and not for the comfort of a few. Give us a heart which looks out and sees your beauty in all people and welcomes them as a friend. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we go about our task, we pray that this is not just another day, but one where, as I open the door to what is an orchestra of birdsong in this beautiful if fragile world, that somehow I connect with you, who has gifted us this temporary home and yet still daily walks with us, even when we think we are alone. For such gracious and enduring love, we offer this, our heartfelt thanks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our little corner of Wales here in Newquay and the surrounding villages, enjoying some late summer weather with many visitors. We pray that all those visiting will be refreshed and ready when they all go home to take up their everyday lives. We pray for all the shops and businesses, having suffered many long months closed down, will have enough to see them through the winter. We give thanks for the friendship and fellowship we share here in our town. We pray for a strong sense of community and a willingness to help others where we can. Help us, Lord, to find the time to do an act of random kindness and bring light into someone's darkness. We give thanks for our lifeboat crew and the Coast Guard, and for their ongoing vigilance in helping save lives on the coast, on the beaches and at sea. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those whose hearts are troubled at the start of this new day. Be the voice that they hear, the warmth that they feel, the wisdom they seek, the strength they require, and the one in whose arms they rest. Healing God, bless those that we know who are on a journey of recovery from illness or surgery. Grant strength, patience, and freedom from pain. Bring restoration of health through your Spirit's power. Reach out and touch them so they know you are there, bringing comfort and light, even in the darkest of times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless those, Lord, who mourn the loss of a loved one, who feel the pain of bereavement and loss. Fill their hearts with the remembered times when life was for loving and all the happy memories those times brought. May they know the healing power of your Holy Spirit and be comforted by the knowledge that our loved ones are safe with you in your heavenly realm, and there we will meet again when you call us home. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Our final hymn for today is number 988, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
So
was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in any. I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.